listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. A Mount Gambier teenager is facing an agonising wait for life-saving surgery. 15-year-old Dexter has spent the past few months in Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital suffering from kidney and heart failure as doctors determine whether they can perform a double organ transplant. If approved, Dexter's procedure would be the first of its kind in Australia. A GoFundMe page has been set up to help support him and his family. More than $700,000 in funding has been granted to Generations in Jazz. Premier Peter Malinauskas attended the music festival over the weekend to make the announcement, with the money to go towards building permanent pavilions for the event. Meantime, this year's event is again being hailed as a success, as Generations board member Kylie Boston tells us. Hundreds of people from across the country came to visit and compete.
We had schools this year attend from South Australia, Victoria, Western Australia and Queensland, and we'd like to get more schools from New South Wales.
And Limestone Coast Police are seeking our help as they trace the whereabouts of a missing fire truck. Officers say the decommissioned truck was stolen from a Mount Gambier business last Sunday, April 28th. It's described as being an early 2000s Mitsubishi, painted red and yellow, with distinctive Queensland Fire and Rescue decals. Anybody with information about the theft should call Crime Stoppers. In football, round 4 of the Mid-South-Eastern League was played on Saturday. The A-grade competition saw Kongerong overcome Tantanoola by a single point, the final score 15-6-96 to 14-11-95. Elsewhere, Mount Burr defeated Port Macdonald by 9 points, Robe bested Kalangadu by 10 goals even, and Hatherley trounced Nangwari by 113 points.